You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2, Episode 22. TNT, it's fucking Episode 22.
Is that a lot?
Maybe. I don't know. Have you ever looked at a clock before? Like an analog clock?
What are you supposed to say to that? What am I supposed to say? No, I haven't. Explain clocks now.
How do you?
Yeah, congratulations. Now you're explaining clocks.
Well, it's a piece of equipment that's
just fucking tell me what it is. Yeah, I've looked at 1,000 clocks.
My quirky anecdote now. Have you ever noticed when you first look at an analog clock, that first second you look at it seems to last longer than all the rest of the seconds? Like, it seems to hesitate for a second, then it starts clicking, like the second hand?
Not really.
You never noticed that?
I guess not.
Okay. That's actually a real thing.
Okay.
It's called the stopped clock illusion. Dun, dun, dun!
I'm intrigued,
the
honestly.
The reason for this is when we move our eyes quickly, there is actually a momentary break in the visual experience. But instead of seeing – like in this gap, instead of seeing nothing, your mind almost makes up the time.
Oh.
And it's like a second as you move your eyes really fast. And it's normally undetectable, but when you are – looking at something that is precise with regularity, like a clock where it ticks on a – that's when you notice it, because your eye, the first second you look at it, your eyes are catching up to what you're looking at, and then it starts ticking like normal.
Can I apply that same to taking a punch? Is that kind of like that?
Maybe. Well, no, it's like if you turn your head real quick and you say you look from left to right and you look at a chair, it's all just going to be chair to you. Because your eyes, the last thing you see where you stop your eyes is what your mind fills that gap in with. But with a clock, something that's actually moving on a regular pattern, it fills it in with the first thing you look at, which is the clock, but it's not in movement yet because your brain hasn't started processing what you're looking at yet.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's like deer in the headlights.
Kind of, I guess. Yeah. You're kind of just like, eh. So if you move your head back and forth really fast, you just pass out. You're just confused.
Yeah, try that one at home, kids.
Yeah, swing your head back and forth. It's almost that your eyes pop out of your head. So it really is an extra second, but only due to your brain. That's it, man.
All right, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So now that you know you aren't crazy, enjoy the show, everybody.
Bang! Take three!
Welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. I am Jonas. I am your host. And I am here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT Dynamite. What's going on, Jonas?
Oh, you know, podcasting with you. Just doing stuff. We got things to talk about today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, things.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
This would be a very boring podcast if we
just sat here and did. It's like TNT.
Just gaze into each other's eyes.
Oh, Jesus. All right. We do want to thank you all for listening. Of course, we don't want you to forget, we have a YouTube channel under Crazy Town Media. Go and subscribe. It's us playing some gaming videos. All the podcasts are there if you'd rather watch a podcast on YouTube. We banter. We show how mediocre we are at video games. Also, follow us on Twitter, at the Crazy Town Pod for only the podcast, and at Crazy Town Media for everything else, gaming, podcasts, and our concert reviews. If you don't go follow them right now, grandmother will make you make your tortillas from scratch in the kitchen while everyone else is eating them fresh at the table.
Grandma, me gusta tortillas.
Oh, I like that. Grandma, do me gusta tortillas. All right, and also, as always, the cornucopia of continuous information about everything to do with the Crazy Town Media, TheCrazyTown.com. TNT, our show is fucking bow today.
What? What is bow?
Is
that new slang that the hot kids are saying out there? I shouldn't say hot kids.
I was going to say.
That the kids
I was going to say, wow, just the hot kids? I was like, and there are hot kids? I was confused.
All the hot kids with their pumped up kick. All right, go.
All right, wow. But I guess before we get into that, Mm-hmm. We know what time it is. It's time for you to drop some knowledge on these hoes.
All right, shoot. We're shooting shucks. We're going to get real.
Shucky ding dang, darn
guys. We're
going to
get real, real freaking weird here, guys. Oh, so God. Today's word is avorophilia.
Oh, wow. How do you spell that one?
V-O-R-A-E-P-H-I-L-I-A. Philia. Vorophilia.
So it's not avorophilia. It's vorophilia. Okay, I thought you said avorophilia. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't think you know what this is.
I do not know what it is. It doesn't sound good the way you're putting it up.
All right, anyway. So vorophilia, usually shortened to just vor, V-O-R-E.
Oh, wow. It has like a shortened name? That's kind of gross.
You know, it's kind of fucked up, man. It is a sexual paraphilia in which people are sexually aroused by the idea of being eaten or eating another person and or observing the process for sexual gratification.
Okay, so you either like... You're like cannibalistic. You want to watch someone be cannibalistic, or you want someone to be cannibalistic on you.
Yes.
So they like chew on your penis.
I mean, like a lot. I guess like I don't want to come across like I'm a professional at this, but I did do a little research. All
right. Oh God.
And hentai has gotten fucking out of control.
Hentai? Like they have cartoon like this?
Well, yeah, because generally it's depicted like okay, if you're into the real stuff, like look, I'll tell you. Should I mention the model that I was looking at because she was pretty fucking hot?
This is like a real person or a hentai?
This is a real person.
Okay.
The real person I saw was this girl named Cody Vore, C-O-D-I-V-O-R-E. Hot fucking little chick, had these glasses on, super cute, big bazoombas, great looking.
Asian?
No, she was American.
Oh, okay. I thought this was like you were talking about hentai.
Oh, right? Yeah. Well, okay. It's depicted in that as well. Well, the young lady, she would just kind of like pretend that she was like eating you. Like, she would pick up, like, a small action figure and pretend she was eating it. Like, you taste so good in my stomach. I was like, all right, that's a little weird. And I thought it was weird, but she was hot. So I kept going. And then, like, I fucking got to this video of, like, fucking these, like, 3D animated. And they were just, like, fucking eating the people, dude. And it was, like, it was sexual, I guess, because they were, like, naked cartoon characters. But then she'd take, like, it was, like, one really big and then a real small one. And she would just, like, pick her up, put her in her mouth all cinched. And you could tell, like, the primary focus was the fact that
she was eating a person.
Yeah, and then they were sort of sliding down the esophagus. And then they showed the other person in the stomach. And that would be the end of the video.
It was, like, so they were eating little mini people?
Exactly.
So it's not, like, eating a chunk of an arm.
It can be, though. Like, you can, it, like, honestly, I feel like it could get
man,
that deep.
If I was with someone, they tried to bite a chunk out of my arm.
We're pointing at each other.
I just.
Maybe. That's why it even came to my mind, because I was thinking of that experience you had, where somebody literally tried to take a bite out of your crime.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was God. Fucking. That was traumatizing.
Tell it, man. Tell the story, dude. It's really? Funny. All right, I'm going to tell
it. All right,
it
I'll tell it.
You tell it then.
There was this woman that I was fooling around with.
Met her on Tinder.
No, I didn't meet her on Tinder.
Oh, wow.
No. I didn't meet her on
like
Tinder.
It's such a Tinder thing.
No, no, it wasn't. It wasn't even a dating site
it's
I met
like
her on.
It's like a super Tinder thing. But go
and
ahead.
And we hung out one night, and I brought her back to the house, and she bit me so hard that, like, I was
where
like,
did she bite you?
On the nipple.
She bit his nipple, folks.
So hard that I thought she drew blood, and I literally was like, ow, don't do that.
And then?
And then she did it again, like, a few minutes later, and I literally was like, I'm not kidding, don't do that. To which she replied, no, I think you really like it. And I was like, no, I was as serious as it could be. At that point, when she accused me of liking it, I was seriously got straight faced as fuck and was like, no. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. I definitely do not like that.
Ooh.
To which, the third time it happened, I just pushed her off of me. And she was not happy. Yeah, she was not happy. But guess who wasn't happy? His nipple almost came off. This guy. Maybe she was a vorophiliac.
That's what I was thinking, bro.
Dude, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Start off the show with a bang.
Yeah,
you started off with a bang, man.
Man, now we got into my escapades. That shit was fucked up, dude. Oh, my God. Anyways, All right, TNT, I'm going to jump right into one for you.
All right, let's go.
Okay, there's a new startup. It's called Netcom.
Wait a minute. You got to say that again.
Netcom.
Netcom?
Netcom. But it's not, it's N-E-T-C-O-M-E. It's not like sexual at all. Net as in internet. Okay. Come as in come towards me, not semen.
That's a bad business model already.
Well, wait. Oh, it's a real bad business model. Wait till you hear what it is. So their business model is based on the preservation of your brain through a new embalming process.
Mm.
And it's an embalming process that can preserve your brain for hundreds of years.
I've heard of this.
Now, the idea behind this company is that one day in the future, after they preserve your brain, that they can scan it and upload it into a computer and then basically turn you into a computer simulation. Well, similar to you.
So I'm taking over the world first day out.
Right. So, like, you could, like, you know, Jonas and TNT, we could, like, have them do our brains and then, like, little Jonas and little TNT, if they ever happen, could one day be like, you know what? I want to do a podcast with virtual dad and virtual Uncle TNT. So they put us in a simulation, and then we can talk and do things and all that.
I wonder if there's any real science behind that, though. Like, I know, like, brains are basically, like, just synapse and electrical impulses.
Right.
But is there a way to...
Oh, I don't
translate
know. Well, I mean, there's people. I read something program? Else. That, I mean, this has been going on for a long time because there's people who are cryogenically frozen, like Ted Williams, the famous baseball player, and John Wayne.
How are you not going to say Walt Disney?
Walt Disney too. They're all frozen. Yeah. Like, so if one day we ever figure that shit out, can you imagine being like Walt Disney, who died so long ago, and they bring him back in like 2027? Motherfucker would have a heart attack again. Because he would be like, he wouldn't have any idea what the world is. Yeah. It's so different. He'd be like, oh, we're going to get out some cell animation and draw a new Mickey Mouse cartoon. And they'll be like, oh, no, you just fucking put your head into the computer and it happens. And he's like, oh,
is that how
shucky
it works?
Dang darn. Oh, there's one thing I forgot to tell you about this. It's 100% fatal.
What's 100%
this
fatal?
This process. They do it to people who are alive. The brain.
Wait, what the fuck?
Exactly. Dude, it wouldn't be the crazy town if it didn't have a twist, right?
Wait, so they're like doing this to old people?
It is. The brain has to be fresh and able to preserve it this way to hold all your memories and thoughts and everything like that. So the idea with this is that they'll work with terminally ill patients.
Okay.
And then they'll use – basically what they said is they would use like a heart-lung machine to keep you alive. And then they would use the embalming chemicals into your carotid arteries in your neck – to then preserve your brain inside your skull before you're dead.
Oh, but they're keeping the body alive for all this time.
Because it'll pump everything through.
Yeah, so it'll get
fully insaturated into your brain. And then you'll be under anesthesia, though. You'll be alive, but you'll be under
anesthesia. If you're terminally ill, though, I'm thinking, like, how can you stop the disease process from having its...
Well, but if you don't have a brain disease, if you have, like, lung cancer, your brain isn't fucked up. It's your lungs. So they want, but the point of that is, I mean, basically they have to kill you to keep your brain, but then the thing on top, so it's basically like a euthanasia service on top of everything else because it kills you.
Ooh, I'm not touching that one.
Right.
I'm not touching that one.
But buddy. This is legit. The guy who founded this company is an MIT graduate. For people who don't know, that's like the Massachusetts Institution of Technology. It's like one of the highest technological schools in the country.
Yeah.
And they're collaborating with some of MIT's top scientists and professors and graduates for this company. Now, they aren't selling this service yet. They're still, like, figuring it out.
I imagine that they can't sell it.
Well, right. But there's a fucking wait list, and you can pay $10,000 to get on the wait list to have this done, fully refundable, and they already have 25 people on the wait list, like, ready to do this. Like,
just 25? That's it?
Well, I don't know how old the article was, how long they've been taking it.
I was going to say, like, honestly, if I was terminally ill, I would probably go for it. Why not?
If you had the money, yeah. I mean, I guess even if you didn't have the money, get a loan out before you die.
What are you going to do? Yeah, bill me, motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, I'll pay you when I wake up.
Yeah, right. When they put me in a computer program and I can host a...
I can mine bitcoins with my mind.
Yeah, right. So, but I guess the most fucked up part of... I mean, this is fucked up to begin with.
A little bit.
But the most fucked up part about this is they literally have no – they've even said in this article, they have no idea if it's even going to be possible to pull your memories and your personality from your brain once this process gets to the point. Like, even if they can do it, would you be you? Would you?
Exactly.
Would the preservation process destroy all your thoughts and memories? And because we don't know how we store shit in our brain, we don't understand.
Well, we know where memories are stored. Well, we know what part of it.
But we don't know if keeping it in embalming fluid for 70 years is going to destroy your tissues.
Obviously.
You know, it may be something that's only there while there's life in your brain. And once you're gone, you're gone.
Oh, man, you're getting to, like, fucking soul meta here. Are you, are you into, like, souls and shit?
Well, it could be, like, it could literally be your memories only stay in your brain while the tissue is alive.
But the tissue is being kept alive through processes.
But it's being embalmed. And being embalmed doesn't keep it alive. It keeps it from degenerating.
Oh.
Because, like, you embalm dead people so they don't.
So they're not necessarily, like, keeping the blood flow going throughout your body.
They're pumping it into your carotids so to make sure your brain gets fully saturated before your brain has any time to decay at all.
Oh.
So instead of you dying and, like, a week later they start embalming you or whatever, or, like, right afterwards, they start embalming your brain while there is blood going through, and the embalming process happens. Your heart is pumping the embalming fluid through your body into your brain. So it's as fresh as possible.
It's making me think, like if you have a car that's just kind of like sitting on the road or like sitting in your parking, your driveway or some shit, you got to start that sumbitch every couple days,
right?
Even if you don't plan on driving.
Right. If I took my car and left it in the parking lot for 70 years and went to go start it up, it wouldn't start.
So I'm wondering if they're like sending electric impulses or some shit.
I don't know.
Like periodically just to kind of like keep it stimulated. But I don't know, man. I feel like maybe we're overthinking it, but it may be more simple than we're thinking. These are MIT guys, and we're just fucking
just
two dudes from Cleveland.
We're just IT guys.
We are not even that. We aren't.
Two dudes from Cleveland. Oh, sounds like a bad porno.
Why you gotta see now? I always make the gay jokes. Now you're doing it. All right, cool.
No, man. I don't know. Like, all this shit is kind of messed up, man. I don't know.
I'm all for it, man. It's the future, man. Let's go. I'm ready.
But we're old.
I don't care. Good.
Let all the other young bucks fuck it up.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, your parents didn't have internet.
Not till they were.
Imagine how that's fucked.
Like, my parents were older than I am now before they got the internet.
Right.
Like, I mean, we got the internet when we were like young. Like, I mean, we know what it's like to not have the internet too.
Yeah.
But, like they were, like, grown-ass adults.
And could you imagine that?
I can't, dude. Exactly. Well, I can't even – I even know what it's like to not have the internet because up until the point – when I was, like, a teenager when the internet was, like, started becoming prevalent, I played with fucking toys and went outside and played kickball and bullshit.
And now we have the internet in the palm of our hands.
Right. And then, like, you know, people like my grandparents who never – the internet didn't even come into fruition until they were in their, like, 50s or 60s. They didn't even adopt it. They were like, fuck it.
So in my eyes, it's all fair, man. You know, these kids that are growing up nowadays, they're going to be like, wait a minute. You didn't have smartphones when you were a kid. You didn't have the internet.
Right.
You didn't have
YouTube,
self-driving cars.
Google.
Exactly.
Right, right.
So it's like, it's fair game as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we didn't have Wi-Fi for how long? I mean, we had the internet forever, but didn't have Wi-Fi. When Wi-Fi came out, it was like, holy shit, it's in the air. The internet's in the air. Holy shit.
Like, you need to read an article on what Wi-Fi was.
Yeah, right. Like,
I don't understand. You're saying is that the internet is all around me.
Right, right. Like, I don't have to have a wire connecting me to the internet. Dude, I saw a video last night.
Dial up. Yeah.
Did I send it to you?
I don't think so.
It's a young kid. He's probably like 10. And he's doing a cappella, the Mortal Kombat fucking theme.
Oh.
Dude, it's so – he's like, Sub-Zero. And then he's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But he's like, there's four of them. So he's doing all four fucking
like
parts.
Fucking groove my scroot. Scroot my groove.
Yeah, it was fucking interesting.
Smooth my groove.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. And then we will be right back with some more crazy-ass stories on the Crazy Town Podcast. And welcome back to the Crazy Town Podcast. I almost said the Mortal Kombat Podcast. The MK Kid Podcast. All right, TNT.
Yo.
You've heard of people talk about eating food so unhealthy that they're going to have a heart attack when they eat it, right?
Yeah, I didn't think that anything could potentially do that, but I mean, yeah.
You've heard of, like, the people like, oh, look at this fucking cheeseburger. Oh, I'm going to have a heart attack. So there's a restaurant. It is called the Heart Attack Grill.
They guarantee a heart attack with every meal.
Dude, wait till you get into this fucking restaurant. It used to be in a, it started in Arizona. It's now on Fremont Street in Vegas, which is old Vegas, not the main strip, the old strip, Fremont Street.
All right.
It serves food that is purposely high in fat, sugar, and cholesterol. Purposely. Like
most food in America.
Like, no, like they go beyond. It's that, you know, so things that regularly, if you eat them all the time, can go towards having a heart attack. Cholesterol, fat, sugars, you know, things like that. This restaurant is hospital themed. Think of like Hooters, but all the waitresses are in nurse, you know, outfits with like cleavage and, you know, shit like that.
All right. I'm on board so far.
Okay. Right. Right. The waitresses are dressed as nurses. They take your order, which they call a prescription.
What's your prescription? I like that.
And then they, and from the customers who they call patients.
You're not supposed to do that in hospitals, by the way. Just putting that out there, but go ahead.
Call them customers?
You don't call
them.
You don't call them patients.
What do you call them?
By their name?
Oh, well, yeah, this is like a generalization. They don't come in and go, hey, patient.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, patient. How are you today? You seem kind of glum. Ha, 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 ha. How did that surgery go? Ha, ha, bedside manner. Ha, ha.
Basically.
Yeah, okay. I got you. Each customer wears a hospital gown. Like,
oh,
as a
really?
Bib. Yeah.
All right, cool.
And then if you also, once you take your order, they give you the hospital wristband. Like the identifier.
Oh,
like,
so they know.
See, it's like the full experience.
Yeah, I like it so far. I like theme restaurant. Okay. I like medieval times.
Yes, it's like medieval times with slutty nurses. Hey. So, okay, here's where you get into the food. If you don't finish what you order, you get paddled by one of the nurses.
Wait, what? Now we're getting into some freaky shit. Now this is where it takes the turn from being a wholesome family experience to some kinky fetish shit.
Yeah, right, right.
Oh, so, I didn't eat all of my broccoli.
Well, right. It's like you eat your whole fucking burger and you leave like one bite on the table. You're like, looks like I get a paddling, Nurse Maurice.
Nurse Maurice.
Okay. Maurice.
No, Maurice. You know what you like.
So it's all dudes in hot pants and no shirts. I forgot to mention that part.
Sexy doctors, dude.
Yeah. No, they're nurses.
No, sexy nurse doctors. Nurses.
Yeah, sexy male nurses with their shirt off. No, it's so you can also buy the paddle that you got beat with if you wish.
How much?
Oh, I didn't say.
No?
No. But here's where you get into the. Here's where you get into the.
What we're already there. We're already there.
Would you? Okay, let me ask you this.
What?
Would you leave food on your plate so you got paddled by the nurse?
No, that's not.
Even if she was real hot.
No, I'm not into that, dude. I don't like to be hit. I spend most of my existence trying not to get hit.
Yeah, I'm a big not getting hit.
I'm not getting hit.
I'm not big on getting my nipples bit off or getting hit with a paddle. Either one.
I like to stay safe. So yeah, no.
I'm gonna make sure I eat all of my food.
All right. What
and if I don't, I'm going to like shove it on your plate and be like, look what he so they get you.
Oh, little brother experience. Yeah, so what do they got on the menu, dude?
Well, that's what I'm actually getting into right now.
I figured as much.
Okay. So you can order burgers. You can order a single. You can order a double, a triple, all the way up to an octuple burger. So you
get eight
fucking patties is you can order at once. It ranges anywhere from the smallest burger you can get is 8 ounces.
The smallest?
Yes, this is a half-pound burger. And then the largest, it says 32 ounces, which doesn't make sense because if they're half-pound patties and you have 8, that would be 64 ounces of meat. But don't let me.
I mean, I guess if you're getting like 3 fucking patties of this.
But I guess if you're getting the 8 patty, maybe they're only quarter-pound patties because I don't even think you could stack 8 fucking patties that high.
Wow.
8 half-pound patties.
That is the most American shit I've ever
heard. Oh, I know, right? Well, I guess if you flatten the patties out so, like, they're wide and thin. So instead of it being, like, a thick patty that's, like, you know, like, 3 inches in diameter, you can make the patty, like, 6 inches in diameter. But it would only be, like, a quarter inch, half inch thick.
I'm not. Yo, look, man. I don't know my patty math. My patty math is off. You're all about the patty mathematics.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how you stack 8 fucking patties high, dude.
I don't wastefully.
Where would you? Okay, if you went there,
100% wastefully.
Well, I know you don't eat a lot of meat.
No, I'm not a big guy on that stuff.
But if you went there. What? Would you get a quadruple burger?
There's no why for what, so I cannot eat it all. Thanks.
You think you get paddled?
No, this is that. I'm off. I'm done with this restaurant. I was all for it, and now you've driven me away.
Oh,
because now you're basically saying is that you're gonna hit me if I don't eat too much fucking food.
You eat like you order like a glutton, and then if you don't eat it all, you get hit.
Exactly, man. This restaurant is teaching all the wrong lessons.
Well, that's the point of it. It actually is. It's a controversial restaurant because it promotes fucking nasty. Not nasty. Make sure the food tastes great, but
gluttonism,
everything that America stands for.
That's what I was thinking.
Right. So they also have
fucking nuts.
They also have flatliner fries, is what they call them.
What's on the flatlines?
Well, they're cooked in pure lard.
Okay.
And you're unlimited. So on top of your 8 patty burger, you can get unlimited fries cooked in pure lard.
I mean, oh, they usually use vegetable oil.
Right. It's like just fucking fat is what they fry.
Oh, I know.
I bet those fries taste amazing, though.
I was going to say. You're gonna say I'm not even mad at the fries. You say 8 burgers, I'm like, that's fucked up. You say fries cooked in pure fat, I'm like, well, you know, it probably makes them taste really good.
It probably does. They also serve. They have beer there.
You don't say.
Tequila. It's the only liquor they serve is tequila.
Really?
They have butterfat milkshakes.
Butterfat milkshakes. There's nothing about that sounds enticing.
I don't know. I didn't quite understand that either. But maybe
I'm guessing
they just use
not
like,
milk, maybe?
Oh, maybe they just use like heavy cream or butterfat.
Buttermilk or something.
Yeah, like in your milkshake. Because it's like the most like the worst kind of milk possible.
Ew.
And they also sell that Mexican Coke in the bottle. It's made with pure cane sugar. They call it Mexican Coke because it's made in Mexico. It's made with pure cane sugar instead of like.
It's just Coca-Cola.
It's Coca-Cola, but it's made with pure cane sugar instead of like.
Well, they sell those in the stores.
Yeah, but that's called Mexican Coke too. And they even have it at like my work. They sell it in the cafeteria. It's called Mexican Coke.
I've never heard of this Mexican Coke.
You've never heard of that? It's not like a racist thing. It's a location thing.
Location thing?
They call ours American Coke in Mexico.
Why do they call it Mexican pizza?
Because, why do they call it Mexican pizza?
Yeah.
That's a fucking...
Yeah, I've never felt more awkward than I went to a Taco Bell and I ordered a Mexican pizza and there's a real Mexican guy there. Like, wouldn't that be awkward? Like, let me have a pizza. Why can't I just say pizza?
That's what you should have said. He would have been like, sir, we don't serve pizza here. And you'd be like... Well, I need a Mexican pizza. Okay, we have Mexican pizza, piece of shit.
I don't know, man. That menu sounds pretty gross so far.
Well, I think that's all they have. Like, it's just burgers, fries, and fucking butterfat milkshake. Oh, you can also order cigarettes.
You can smoke inside a restaurant.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, in Vegas, yeah, you can smoke inside in Vegas because casinos, you can smoke inside. So I'm sure you can. All right. And they also have candy cigarettes for the kids.
Oh, good. We want your kids to show up, too.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot to mention the best part. Not really the best part, but if you weigh over 350 pounds, you eat for free.
Get the fuck out of here,
You can weigh in before you order, and if you weigh over 350, your meal is free.
Fucking shut this place down, dude.
So the biggest people in the world can go there and just keep getting bigger and just eat for free. Like, if you were like a really big dude and you like were poor, wouldn't you just go here every day and eat for free?
I guess it cuts down on your grocery bill, but you're gonna die.
Well, right, it's the Heart Attack Grill. But I guess this restaurant, I read there was a couple things where like the owner, the guy who was a spokesman, was like 550 pounds or something. He didn't die of a heart attack. He died of like something else. It was like pneumonia or something. And then, but there was at one point somebody did have a heart attack out front at the bus stop in front of it.
Really open. Somebody
yeah, no, nobody has had one inside. I don't yeah, think
yet.
Also with this, there's a prize.
A prize?
Yes. If you finish a triple or above burger when you are done with your meal, the nurse will wheel you out to your car in a wheelchair. That's the prize for the fucking for being such a gluttonous person.
Yo, this place is the devil. It is, dude. This is,
I kind of want to go there in Vegas. I kind of do.
I would never. I'd get like a fucking salad.
You get French fries or fried pickles. You guys got fried pickles? You get French fries. You got unlimited fries there.
No, dude. I want a salad.
Oh my! They're like, we don't have that. They'll throw lettuce at you. Be like, eat it off the floor, you filthy pig. They'll just pour ranch on your head. Be like, there you go, bitch.
Yeah, I don't want to go there. I don't.
So let me tell you about this one burger they have before we wrap up
the octuple.
No, it's called the quadruple bypass burger.
Oh shit!
4 half-pound patties.
So two pounds of meat.
20 strips of bacon.
20 strips of bacon, so another 1/2 pound of meat.
Yeah, ooh, that might be a full pound of bacon.
20 strips?
Because if you think you get a pound of bacon from the store, there's not 20 strips in a package.
Yeah, but you drain off most of the water when you cook it. Either way, all right, so let's just say we're up to 30.
We'll say 2.5 pounds.
2.5 pounds.
8 slices of American cheese.
Okay, so that's
another 500 calories.
That's way too much.
A whole tomato. Throw some
a whole tomato?
Not like I think they slice it and put it on, so it ends up being a full tomato.
Oh, so they do have
half an onion.
They do have vegetables.
And it's served on a lard buttered bun. Guess how many calories it has?
The bun or the sandwich?
The entire sandwich, what I just read off to you.
3,000 calories.
9,982 calories.
Nope. Not doing it.
That's like 5 days worth of calories.
Why? Why?
Man, what's the unhealthiest thing you've ever eaten?
Dude, the thought of that is the most unhealthy thing that I've ever had go through my body.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to order this triple bypass, the quadruple bypass. I wouldn't be able to eat it. Yeah. I wonder how much it costs.
Yeah, that's true. You don't know prices.
It's probably like 20 bucks.
20 bucks? I don't know, for 2.5 pounds of meat?
I mean...
Like, that's not a burger that you pick up and eat. You're going to need a knife and a fork.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it would be probably 6 inches off the fucking table. Like, it would probably...
Oh, God. Dude, that's fucking ridiculous.
Like, I wonder if you can split it. Like, if I could go there with someone and, like, me and, like, a whole table could just, like, fork at it and just, like, pull off pieces.
You could, like, cut it into slices. Yeah. It's like burger cake.
Like a cake, yeah.
Yo, that's so gross.
Can you think of anything that you've made that was, like, really unhealthy like that? Like, even back when you ate meat and shit all the time and bullshit. Like, have you ever thought of anything you even went to go get or you've made at home that was just, like...
Like, I don't think so, man. I think probably most unhealthy thing that I've taken, like, in my life would be, like, pizza with, like, a bunch of meat on it
Like a whole pizza? That's a lot of calories. I've done that before, like, back in the day. I used to make sometimes I would make cheeseburgers at home that were similar to this, but with one patty, and it would be, like, a quarter of this. You know what I mean? It would be, like, a 1/2-pound patty with 2 pieces of American cheese and then a few strips of bacon, not, like, 20. I mean, I would make it at home. I wouldn't put it on lard buns or whatever. But, I mean, it would basically be, like, so it may have been – I doubt it was 2,000 calories, though, for that. I mean,
probably not, but
– yeah.
9,000 calories.
I mean, I guess I've, like, went to all-you-can-eat wing night, and we try to eat as many wings as we can, and that's a lot of calories, but – I mean, like, I don't...
America!
Yeah, God, dude. When you go to fucking Golden Corral, and you're like, well, I could eat one plate, or I could eat 9 plates.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. CC's Pizza, you ever been there? Yeah, dude. It's the fucking worst, dude.
And the pizza isn't even that good.
It's like fucking D-grade pizza. And you're like, well, I'm going to eat until I'm full, and then, man, I'll have a piece of dessert pizza.
Yeah, right? And then next thing you know, you've eaten, like, 2 whole pizzas and half a brownie tray, and you're like... And they have pasta. You're like, fuck it, I'll get some pasta too while I'm here. Worst pasta ever.
It is. Not nothing there is great.
No. But it's like $4 for all you can eat pizza.
Sponsored by CC's Pizza.
Yeah, it's like fucking Totino's came in there and just threw all their fucking pizzas out. It's better than Totino's.
It probably
CC's is definitely better than Totino's.
It's better than DiGiorno. Mm.
Ooh, DiGiorno isn't too bad, but I'm not a big guy. You know what my favorite frozen pizza is, man?
Totino's?
Jack's.
The fuck is a Jax?
It's like Tombstone.
Which is basically just a frozen pizza off the shelf.
That's my favorite. Frozen pizza, yeah. Red Baron's good. Tony's.
I don't know any of these.
Don't.
I know what a red. I know Red Baron Tombstone and the other one, but Jack's and Tony's. I don't know.
Jack's is newer. Like, I mean, it used to be not here. Well, not in Ohio. It's here. We got Jack's. It's good pizza, man. I like cheap pizza. So,
ew. All
right, we're gonna completely change topics now.
All right, whatever, dude. Where are we going next? Good. I don't want to get the thought of that out of my system.
So. How about a little bit of cop action? We always talk. We talk about cops doing things on the Crazy Town podcast.
Are we going to role play again? Are you going to catch me being naughty in your bedroom?
How dare you come in here and break into my things?
I'm an off-duty officer.
Ew.
Assume the position. All right. Oh, anyway.
Gross. All right. November 2017 in Detroit. Some undercover cops from Detroit's 12th District Precinct were posing as drug dealers to catch drug buyers in a raid. All right, I want to stop right here, though. How do you feel about this sort of operation, TNT, where the cops pose as drug dealers to arrest drug buyers? Do you think the drug buyer is the problem?
I mean, they essentially use the information they get from the buyer to go up the ladder, though. But you got to start somewhere. How do I feel about it? I think it's fucking insanely dangerous. You would never catch me. Like I said, I don't want to take a hit, let alone a bullet. But fucking sounds like some shit in a game or in a movie. So, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, but, like, why? Like, here's what I guess I don't get. It's, like, you try to catch people, like, but if you're posing as the drug dealer and you arrest them, they're going to roll on their other drug dealer? Like.
Oh, you're trying to get up the chain. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, but, like, I feel that that's like almost like it's like when the cops pretend to be prostitutes and they catch people who like want to BJ. It's like sometimes you need release, man.
What are you saying? No, it's not what it is.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's like what you're doing is you're blaming the tracks for giving away the mule's the fucking deer's location, not the mule, the deer.
You're blaming like the going deer after, for turning into a mule.
Yeah, they got to go after so many tracks before it leads into the deer, the prize set
so
of
you
fucking
think
antlers.
The whole purpose of that is that they can get the people to turn on anyone. They're like, oh, I know a guy who sells weed.
Yeah, look, we'll cut you a deal, or you're going to jail. One like, of the two.
He'll be like T-bone up on 32nd.
Yeah, and if
Martin
he says
Luther
nothing,
Bank.
Then you got one dealer off the street. So,
but he's not a dealer. He's a buyer.
Oh, well, yeah. Even what do you think he's doing? Buying it to have at home or buying
no,
it to
they're
deal?
They're buying like people buying one use drugs. Like someone was like, hey, I need an eighth of weed. Like they're not like posing as drug dealers like, hey, we're selling you a fucking pound. Like, they're posing as, like, drug...
Is that what these guys were doing?
Yes, that's what I'm talking
you
about.
You said, what were they?
The cops were posing as drug dealers trying to catch drug buyers.
Okay. All right.
So, not like...
I just figured they were selling, like, larger amounts.
Oh, and you know that... Maybe that's... Maybe they're... Oh, like...
That doesn't really
I didn't
make
think
sense.
Of it that way. It didn't say that, but I guess maybe after trying to sell, like, pounds, and then they arrest yeah. that guy who's then going to distribute to...
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you. That makes a little more sense.
Like, I couldn't see him, like, trying to sell a nickel bag to a teen on the street and be like, we got you.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that's fucking stupid.
Right. But why would... Okay. I'm not a drug dealer.
Obviously.
If I was, like, if I was going to try to sell drugs and I need a large quantity... Would you just go to some stranger that you had no idea who they were to get the drugs?
You've already told this story. You've already told this story. The guy with the gun on the desk.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have never seen a drug in my life.
But, am I going to force you to tell another
no,
story?
But
I'm not.
Amount, but for no, like, okay, if I was like, hey, guys, I'm going to get into the weed game, and I'm like, I need 10 pounds of weed. I'm like, let me look in the yellow pages and see who's yeah. got it.
I'm not saying you go to the yellow pages, but where else are you going to get that? You can't go down to fucking Walgreens and get a goddamn pound of weed. So there's going to be some sort of... You gotta put yourself out there a little bit. It's always going to be dangerous when you're buying drugs, even from people you trust.
That's true, I guess.
When you're buying that much of an amount, at least.
That's true,
you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, if you're trying to buy quantity, well, a quantity that will put you in federal prison. Like, because, like, if you're trying to buy, like, a joint, that's not going to put you in federal prison.
Exactly.
The danger for that
that's
is pretty low.
It's a ticket.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would they be trying to pose to give tickets? They're just handing out, like, you son of a bitch, trying to buy a 20
How dare
sack.
You try to buy a blunt off me? I'll tell your mother.
All right.
Okay, so, anyway.
Anyway.
So, there was one problem. Two buyers that showed up to buy drugs were undercover cops from Detroit's 11th precinct.
They arrested each other.
Well, everything was going fine until the rest of the cops from the 11th district showed up to arrest the drug dealers after the buy was done. So cops from the 11th district showed up to arrest cops from the 12th district who were posing as drug dealers. And it was all caught on body cam, where these cops are on the front porch pushing and shoving and swinging on each other because they're trying to arrest each other for selling and buying drugs.
Wow.
So even though they were neighboring precincts, they had no idea that they were both doing an operation on each other.
Sounds like somebody set somebody up, though. But
here's what I didn't get. Somebody was in the other people's territory.
Yeah, that's true, too. They were out of their jurisdiction.
So if you're in the 11th precinct, why are you in the 12th precinct's area trying to bust somebody or vice versa? Right. Yeah. Why are you selling in the 11th precinct? Okay. Luckily, no one got shirts. No one had shirts on, luckily, everybody.
Oh, come on, dude.
They all just ripped their shirts off.
This is a nice, wholesome story, too. You ruined it with shirtless cops.
Oh, God. So, luckily, no one was hurt or shot or anything like that. Just pretty fucking embarrassing. Yeah. They had a quote from one of the neighbors, and they were like, what do you think about this? And their quote was, I guess I could have shared their information better. I was like, basically, you think?
That's crazy.
So, but I guess this, oddly enough, is not the first time this has happened in Detroit.
Just in Detroit. Okay, well, I was going to say I'm sure it wasn't, but
in 1986.
Not that long ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. A plainclothes officer were raiding a drug dealer's home, and at the same time, another set of plainclothes cops got a call about gunshots at the same residence. So they showed up at the same time, and two cops ended up killing each other. Because one thought that he was they both thought that they were the drug dealer or whatever.
Wow.
So, like, I was like, holy shit, dude. Could you imagine, like, how much bad on the fact that two guys lost their lives for nothing, basically, mm-hmm. that the publicity of, like, two of your fucking cops shot each other.
You would think with that kind of mistake on the records that they would take those extra steps to not reenact those mistakes of the past.
TNT, they say time heals all wounds. Yeah, so, I mean, what was it, 30 years? Yeah, 30 years later, they forgot, man. You know, like if I got shot in the streets in 1986, I may have forgot how much that hurt in 2017.
You know what it is? I think that cops need to come up with like a secret handshake or something that they can do.
Oh, yeah, like a secret gang handshake.
They're already basically a gang. But yeah, they should definitely come up with their own secret handshake so they can just tell if like another cop. Like, if they flick their ear or something like that, that means they're a cop.
You seductively flick your tongue off your teeth, like...
No, stop. What is... I'm the one that makes the gay jokes and you get uncomfortable. You don't switch roles with me. Making me uncomfortable.
You're making me uncomfortable now. So you can dish it out, but you can't take it.
Hey, Jonas, what else we got?
All right, all I got left is quick hits.
All right, well, cool.
So we'll do one quick hit, we'll wrap up the segment, and then we'll bust in some quick hits before we dip out.
All right.
Quick hit number one.
Smack, smack.
TNT.
Does.
Do you think you're going to live to be 100 years old?
Absolutely not.
How old do you think you're going to live to be?
72.
72?
Yeah.
I'd be happy with 72. I didn't think I'd live to 24.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit, I'm past that. I'm good now.
Yeah, you're here.
So, say you did live to 100.
Okay.
Right? Say, like, tomorrow was your 100th birthday. What would you want this country to do to commemorate you being 100 years old? Would you want your country to commemorate you, for one? And if so, what would you want them to do to commemorate you living to 100 years old?
Wow. For my centennial birthday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Would you want a celebration? Would you want, like...
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Like, the U.S. was like, TNT Dynamite, you've hit 100 years old. For your celebration, we are going to, in your honor.
Like, dude, I'm such a guy, but, like, can I get, like, some girls sent up to the room? That's all I really want at 100 years old. That's what I'm going to want.
But that's, like, that's not a commemoration. That's, like, a celebration. Like, they're going to commemorate you forever. Being 100 years old. I'm all on board. I'm getting a little 100-year-old.
Let's get a fucking dynamite parade going. Let's have fucking the Browns get to hold the fucking NFL champion trophy.
They just get to hold it for a day. Do they wear like a TNT logo on their jersey
dude. They get to hold it and parade it around the city, and then they get to keep it until next
season. They get to pretend that they're the champions for a year?
Next, the start of next season.
I like that, yeah. I don't know what, I think maybe like, I would like a statue.
Wow.
Yeah.
A golden idol in your image, huh?
Not golden. It could be made out of like straw or something, like the straw man.
And what would your inscription say?
Here lies, oh wait, I'm not dead yet at 100. Holy shit, he made it. Jonas.
Okay.
And that would be it.
That was pretty.
And it would be like me with like two thumbs up, like, eh.
Like the Buddy Christ.
Yeah, like Buddy Christ, yeah. But okay, the reason I bring this up.
Does.
Barbados, the country of Barbados.
Uh-huh.
What they have done is if you reach your 100th birthday, they commemorate you with a stamp.
Like a brand?
Like a postage stamp.
Oh, really?
They put out stamps for all of their citizens who have lived over 100 years old with their portrait on the stamp.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool, too. Like, yeah. Just everyone's like, look at this old-ass motherfucker.
Right?
So, but it looks like...
How many people have made it?
They didn't have a number listed, but the sheet of stamps had to be like 50 people. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like, I think it was ever.
Yeah, but, that's not bad.
But if you got a stamp in your honor, would you want like 100-year-old TNT's portrait on it, or would you want like 30-year-old TNT's portrait on it? Like, do you want the old ass motherfucking picture, or do you want you as a young buck?
Nah, I'm cool with me at 100. Actually,
whatever,
dude.
Like, but I guess if you live to be 100, it's like,
yeah, dude. At that point, you are who you are, dude. You've come to terms with it. I'm trying to get there early, so I'm fine. Whatever.
Yeah, dude. I can't imagine being like. Like, I mean, I'm pretty comfortable who I am now, but like at 60, like, do you give a shit what anyone else thinks about anything about your life? Like,
yes, at 60, yes. I think at 75, 80, you stop caring.
Like at all?
Yeah, 60 year old still.
Like, care. If I hit, okay, I'm trying to think at what age I would just like start smoking cigarettes and like, wow, and eating all the bad food I want.
I'm not saying the age you get suicidal. Like, that's basically what that is.
But like, at what point do you just not give a shit, man? Like, at what point would you be satisfied? Like, man, well, I live to be X years old. I can go anytime. Now I'm going to have fun. I'm going to eat terrible food. I'm going to smoke cigarettes. I'm going to drink as much as I want. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. And if I die in 2 years, fuck it. I lived a full life.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like you should have a steady stream of self-preservation going through your system instead of like that just
liquor and cigarettes.
Fuck it. I made it this far. I'm cool to die now. Like, if I died tomorrow, dude, I'd be disappointed. But I'd also be dead. You know? So it's like, it is what it is.
Right. Everyone's put so much weight on like when you're going to die. When you're dead, you don't know you're dead.
Yeah, I'm enjoying life right now.
Like,
man.
I should like get in the car after we get done doing this episode, run to the store to get a fucking Diet Dr. Pepper, yeah, and get hit by a car, and I wouldn't know any fucking different than,
exactly,
than if I fucking.
That's why I say, like, you live in the present, but, you know, prepare for the future as much as you possibly can. But eventually
you can't live your whole life preparing for the future, because you could prepare and get yourself all lined up, and then you fucking die out of nowhere.
So are you saying, like, all right, let's say, like, some guy decides to be a bodybuilder, and he starts bodybuilding, and he's like, oh, I'm going to make it. And right before he makes it to his first competition, he dies in a car crash. Did he waste his time? Should he have just been eating burgers instead of doing all of that fucking
bodybuilding?
Yeah, and eating right and fucking exercising.
It depends. Was he satisfied by doing that, or did he feel like he had to sacrifice to make that happen?
And therein lies my point.
So
if
it's
you're
like,
satisfied with your life, then it's
it doesn't.
Fine.
That's a great point. Like, it doesn't matter what the fuck you're doing if you're satisfied with you.
Dude, I was making YouTube videos today, dude. I'm on a positive kick. I'm on a fucking positive kick.
But that's a good point,
kick,
man. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter. If you want to spend your whole fucking life playing fucking My Little Pony on Xbox, and you're satisfied by that?
Yeah, and you die with a smile on your face, and that motherfucker that's eating fucking lettuce and spinach and legumes and quinoa, and he hates it. And he dies pissed off because he's like, I fucking ate all that shit and I could have been eating burgers and cupcakes. Your My Little Pony games won. You had a better life.
So. Well, I guess because my point is like I've really changed my eating habits, and it's not that I miss eating all that terrible food, but I know some people who are like, oh, I hate dieting. I feel I want this, want that. But I've done it in a way where I still eat the foods I enjoy, just less of it, and not really bad foods. But I don't feel like I'm slighting myself by eating that bullshit. You know what I mean?
It's, if you're comfortable, man, if you're happy, man, just fucking be happy. Just don't fucking touch women or kids. Like, I will
don't abuse women or kids. Or old people. Don't abuse old people either.
Well, yeah, they count as women.
Well, but there's also old men. You don't abuse old men either.
And they're basically kids.
And you can't have old kids.
They're basically, old men are basically kids.
Yeah, they kind of are. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
It goes for you, Grandpa.
Oh, fucking rip grandpas. All right. That was a positive look.
I know, I man. I'm glad we went there. Good.
All right. Good deal. We will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. Welcome back for the final segment of episode 22 of the Crazy Town Podcast. TNT, I don't think we're going to be as happy this last quick hit. These are all quick hits. It's something we've adopted in the podcast as we've went along. We kind of sometimes do the quick hit stories. Instead of having the long, drawn-out explanations, they're just like, bam, and then we talk about
it. We need, like, a soundboard with, like, somebody hitting a punching bag or something. Like,
like the boom, pow, like from Batman. Yeah, yeah.
Quick hit, boom, pow.
Okay.
All right, go.
Nadezhda Sagiva.
The fuck are you saying to me, boy?
She's a Russian bobsledder.
Okay.
She was the captain of the Russian bobsled team. And surprise, surprise, a Russian athlete was caught doping.
What was she doping up on?
Oh, some fucking dope.
Was she blood doping or was she...
She was like, she had something banned in her system that they, of course, said, I didn't know I was taking that. Yeah.
Since when do we call that dope? It's juicing.
No, it's doping now.
It's fucking juicing.
No, I'll tell you why. I'll get into it in a second.
Okay, fine, let's go.
So, but like Russia had this big, that big controversy. They got banned from the Olympics because their whole fucking team basically was doping. Putin was like, you put the drugs in the body. That's what he said.
Wow.
He was at his shirt off. He was riding a tiger.
That's so bad.
I know it was. So the bobsled team came in 12th. So obviously the doping didn't help.
Like how much is the doping going to help you, your bobsledder? Goddammit. This is okay. Go.
Keep if you going. Dope and you still come in 12th. You should feel pretty fucking bad about yourself.
Bobsledding is jumping into a sled and going straight.
That's very true.
What is doping going to help?
Get you running faster on
no.
the ice, I guess.
Get
that
out of
8 seconds to the beginning.
Anyway.
Okay. But the whole point of this
is
people started looking back on her Instagram account after she got caught, and they found her in an ad campaign where she's wearing a shirt that reads, I don't do doping. She was a fucking spokesman for some company, and the motto was "I don't do doping."
And she got caught
and she
doping.
Got caught doping. She was fucking hot though. Dude.
And she had one of Drake's secret children.
Yeah, it was. It was actually her, the French porn star, Russian
Nadezhda Vakslamama.
Yeah, dude, this shit was hot.
I'm bad, dude. She had a hot Russian name.
Oh yeah, she did.
Dude, why do Russian like Russian hot? You can always tell a Russian hot name.
Yeah,
when you can't pronounce it, that chick is hot.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess that's how it goes.
If her name is Helga, you're like,
Yeah. Oh, God, Helga. Yeah, you're all like, oh, I know what Helga stand for.
Anyway.
All right, that was it. That was all. That was one quick hit.
All right.
Quick
boom.
Hit number two.
Boom, boom.
This is relevant to things I've talked about before. Skydiver.
Here we go again.
Whatever, man. Don't fucking hate on my dreams.
I'm not. Do you? Let's go.
1999, Joan Murray. 47 years old, skydiver.
Oh, he's got the same name as you.
Joan Murray? Oh, Joanie? I get it. Fucker.
Anyway, what
so is... she was going down in the sky, not on... I know where your mind was going.
My mind did not go there.
You son of a bitch.
Your mind went there.
All right. Her first chute came out, it got tangled.
Tangled in what? Itself?
It tangled in itself.
Oh, shit, you're dead.
No, she has a backup chute.
Okay.
And? We talked about this, man.
And?
She fucked up.
How do you do you fuck up? What is there to fuck?
She waited too long to put her chute out and didn't do what she needed to do to prevent herself from spinning. She spun herself out, which caused her chute to not inflate because she was spinning.
The backup chute?
Yes. So she comes plummeting down to Earth from 14,500 feet. She hits the fucking ground. But she landed on a fire ant hill.
Get the fuck out of here.
The fire ants bit her so many times.
How?
It kept it like the rush of adrenaline from all the fire ant bites kept her heart and organs functioning until the paramedics showed up.
What?
She ended up surviving.
Fucked up, of course.
And the only reason they said that she survived was because she landed on a fire ant mound. And they said she was unconscious for 2 weeks before she came out of her coma.
Wow.
But she made a full recovery and skydived again after that.
Why? Why? I hate asking why all the time, dude, but why?
Well, it's crazy on podcasts, man.
Nah, okay. Dude. She broke bones, didn't she?
Well, yeah, dude. I would imagine that she broke some fucking bones.
I just don't understand why you would even do it. And then she went back up there.
Yeah, well, I mean, my guess is she broke every bone. She probably shattered her entire fucking body.
And she had a full recovery. This is it. Like,
she was, I mean, she probably walks with a limp or something, I would think, yeah. Man.
It doesn't constitute as a full recovery to me.
Well, I mean, like, okay, so if you get hit by a car and you're totally cool, you don't die.
Yeah, I got to get back into game shape before I call it.
Game shape? Like NFL shape because you're in NFL shape now?
Well, goddamn, some sort of shape.
Some sort of shape. All right. Quick hit. We're moving on. Okay. There was an amendment that was proposed for the United States of America way back in 1916. Okay? This amendment failed. But check this shit out. It's fucking interesting. Especially, like, it would be amazing to think how the world would be different today if this amendment had passed. A group of people called for an amendment to be added to the Constitution where every time there was a conflict that the United States was potentially going to enter, because this was around World War I time, that they would put it up for national vote whether we went to war or not.
Yeah.
So then, but then, here's the kicker to that. If you voted yes, we should go to war, you had to sign up as a volunteer to join the army if you were needed.
Oh, well, then we'd never go. We'd be France. Or fucking
Canada. Canada doesn't
matter. Canada's a fucking getting out of war-ass country, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
What's the other? Switzerland is also neutral.
Yeah, Switzerland. I think Norway. All those, like, Scandinavian countries. Ooh, they got some hot chicks up there, though. That's because they've never been. All the Vikings came in and raped and pillaged everybody, and they brought all them hot chicks.
Could you put your boner down for a second while we get through the story?
Yeah, finish the story. But can you imagine how different the world would be if, like, we never entered, like, World War One or Two because everyone who voted yes had to go? Or not go, but could potentially be called to go if.
And there'd still be some people that I think would say yes, but for the most of us, I'm a pussy. I'm not shooting anybody or getting shot at.
I mean, but that would be crazy. I even just think if we put up to vote for the people whether we go or not, period, would be a decent idea.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, should we enter this conflict? I mean.
No, that's what democracy is built on, isn't
right,
it?
Right, right. It's built on one man saying, let's go fuck up another country.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, or all his buddies going, you know, it'd be really good. Should go bomb some motherfuckers right now.
I'd say there's probably like 1,000 guys who hold everything that we do in their back pocket.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, probably, yeah. So, all right, that was just a quick hit. I thought that was fucking cool. Here's another one.
You're already laughing
about it. It's kind of funny. It's a chuckly story. New Jersey High School had a problem. They kept finding human feces on their high school track. So somebody was going and taking a shit.
I already know this.
Do you know the story? Somebody was going to take a shit on the track every day. Like, every fucking day, they would find poop on the track. So I can't even ask you now the question of who you thought it might be. You want to tell everybody who it was then?
Wasn't it like the school superintendent?
It was the fucking superintendent. They caught him pooping on the fucking track.
He was trying to release a mixtape.
Literally a mixtape.
He was shitting on the track.
Dude, what a fucking piece of shit.
Why?
Dude, he's like supposed to be like the role model of the district.
you know, further insight into that story. They said that what it might be like, when people run long distances, a lot of times they get uncontrolled urges to shit. And he just, I mean,
every day.
He would run every day. He would run on the track every day.
He couldn't shit somewhere else. He couldn't shit in a bag. After the fifth time it happened, you couldn't bring a bag to shit in, so you weren't shitting on the track. You couldn't clean your shit up.
Look, I'm not going to say necessarily that he is, like, absolved of all crimes, because if you take a shit on the track, dude, clean your shit up. You know?
Right, yeah. It's like you have to clean up your dog. Why don't you clean up yourself?
I'm also not going to say is that he was 100% malicious. I think he was just like, I got away with it.
Well, it's like that lady who pooped in the Canadian Long John Silvers or whatever and then threw it at the – just like, oh, just dry. You could have picked it up.
Oh,
and
that was at the – the...
Oh, Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. Yeah, 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 Tim Hortons.
So, story. But it said here that dude made $145K a year and put it at risk by shitting on the track.
Yeah.
Like, and it says he was placed on leave but not unpaid leave because in the state of New Jersey, the only way you can be put on unpaid leave is if you're convicted or indicted on a crime. So he basically shit on the track for however long, got caught, and he's still getting paid $145K a year and doesn't have to do anything. That's gonna. Can I shit at my job and get paid and not do anything?
Actually, you can.
They'll fire enough. My ass. They ain't gonna put me on leave because I shit in the
you
cubicle.
Work here at the compound, man. You're good.
Yeah, I'm the compound. I mean, I guess I'm the CEO, owner, executive ruler of this shit.
You work here, so yeah.
That's true.
You
all right.
Shit anytime you want.
All right, man. I got one more quick hit.
They have a picture of that guy, by the way.
What, does he look like a pooper?
They called him mid-poop, like he was wiping his ass.
Oh, God. They caught him mid-poop, huh?
They did.
Oh, my God. Man. How would you like to be caught mid-poop?
I try to keep that personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Not the most glamorous.
You're like, I don't want anybody to see my poop face.
Glamour shots.
Ooh. All right, the last one.
You can do it.
Would you say that selfies nowadays are kind of out of control? Everyone's just selfieing all the time?
Honestly, no. Okay. I feel like they've come down a lot, man. Selfie sticks aren't as prevalent, and fucking girls have finally stopped doing the duck face, so I'm cool
have
with
they?
It.
Have they?
For the most part, yeah. Okay.
All right, I'll take
it. It's got negative connotation. All right. Anyway.
So here we go.
What you got?
In India, there was a man. His name was Prabhu Batara. He stopped to use the bathroom on the way home from a wedding. You know, you're out drinking, having a good time, had too many, one too many cocktails, mahi-mahis, that's a fish.
Yeah, better in the bathroom than on the track, I got you.
Right. So he's leaving whatever facility he stopped to go to the bathroom in, and he sees a bear laying out in the middle of the fucking open.
Indian bears?
Indian bears.
I wanted to say Indian people have bears, but there's bears in India?
I guess
that's
so.
That's what I meant.
So... he was in the bear. I don't know how he knew the bear was injured or sick or whatever.
What? Wait a minute.
So he went over to the bear because the bear was injured.
Right,
the bear.
Yeah.
He decided it would be a great idea to take a selfie with the bear.
Oh, jeez.
Do you know what happened?
I don't know. The bear killed him?
He's dead.
Really?
Bear fucking mauled him and killed him. Oh. So even though the bear was injured, the bear was like, fucking. And it said in the story, all of his friends were like, don't do that. You shouldn't go take a picture with the bear. And he was like, fuck you guys. I'm going to go take a picture with the dead. That's it. That was it. He died right away.
He died right away.
Bears don't fuck around, man. He probably bit his fucking neck off.
Little did he realize that injured animals are generally 10 times more defensive.
And aggressive.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, like, if you see a lion... he's going to be fuck your world up. But if the lion's kind of injured, he feels like he's weak, he's going to be even more fucking aggressive towards you than if he's just like hanging out, fucking playing with a dandelion. Is that what they did in The Lion King?
I don't know. I've never seen
ever?
The Lion King. Have I seen The Lion
yeah,
King?
Yeah. I mean, dude.
Hakuna Matata, right?
Yeah. You've seen it.
I never saw the second one.
They had a second one? Okay. All right. We're on the same boat on that one, I guess. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, Simba's Pride. That's what it was called. The Lion King Simba's Pride. I saw it at Blockbuster one day. I didn't see it, but I saw the cover art.
What the fuck is a Blockbuster?
It was a place where people used to go to rent video cassette tapes. They asked, their common motto was be kind, rewind, because people wouldn't rewind these tapes because you couldn't just put them in and watch them. You had to play them forward and then rewind them back.
Oh, like DVDs.
Except DVDs you just put in and play. These VHS is what they called them. Video cassette tapes. That was a VCR.
I don't know what does VHS even stand for? Yeah, you don't know.
I don't know.
What's the next story? Give me another one.
TNT.
No! I want more.
That is all.
Lie to me.
Time.
Lie. Just give me a lie. Just need my fix, man. Come on.
Wow. What's that Ray Sherman song? Look me in the eyes and lie to me. Like, I'll believe anything.
Oh, shit. This guy.
This could be us. That song. Yeah.
Yeah, you like that.
The TNT.
What?
That's all the time we have for today, man.
That's unfortunate.
Episode 22 in the books. It's actually episode 24 of the season because we did two half episodes. Because we're fucking stupid like that.
No, we can't. We can't go back on it. It's 22.
Yeah. Yeah. There's 22 episodes, 24 tracks. If you get what I'm saying.
24 tracks.
If you played it on a track list, there'd be 24 tracks. Because there's episode 1.5 and 2.5.
I see. But we can't be cheating, man. There's so many podcasts out there cheating their numbers. And...
No, man. So this is a... Dude. I don't know if you guys know this at home. We only have two more episodes. So episode 50. Now, that does count the bonus episodes from last summer, but hey.
You got to count them.
I have to.
All right.
I have to, man. I mean, I didn't even know if there'd be a season two. So
you don't know if there'd be a season, or you're just done now?
No, season two, this one we just did. Back then, man, I didn't know what the demand would be like.
Oh, no, okay.
So, but that is all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. TNT, what do you got to talk about today? What are you pimping? What should they go check out?
Check out the Crazy Town YouTube channel. Me and Jonas, we put up videos there of us playing video games. I have
concert videos.
Yeah, we're really gonna pimp the concert. Is that gonna be our primary? I mean, I guess if people want to go there and watch our fucking concert videos made on your fucking H6, what the fuck is that?
Hey, man, we do concert reviews. They're up on the website, thecrazytown.com.
That's true.
There's seven of them right now. We're adding to them, man. It's a new outlet for Crazy Town Media.
We're diversifying the portfolio.
We are. We are. Are you on Twitter? What are you doing on there?
Yeah, I am definitely on Twitter. I'm right next to James Harden. He is envious of my beard.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Fucking...
All right.
Can't get the guy off
of
it.
Did you see they had the trolley gummy beards with James Harden on the fucking... It's like a gummy bear, but it's like James Harden's face with a big beard on it. Did you see that? It was fucking funny, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, he made money off it, I'm sure.
Hell yeah.
You grew a fucking beard, and that's what he makes $1 million off of that.
I'm pretty sure playing the sport of basketball at the high level that he plays it as is the primary.
That's probably true, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Source of his
that's
income
fair.
There.
That's fair. All right, everybody. Please make sure you follow us on YouTube.
Do it.
Subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah,
Crazy
that
Town
too.
Media. That's our fucking YouTube channel.
Yep.
We also have our
podcast.
I almost said our podcast. Yeah. I was thinking we're doing a gaming video right now.
No, that's fine.
I'm confused. Cornucopia of continuous information about Crazy Town Media, all of it.
Mm.
CrazyTown, thecrazytown.com.
T-H-E.
Go ahead and follow us and leave a review on iTunes. Tell us what you hate about the show. Reach out. We love talking to you. For Jonas, for TNT Dynamite, we are out.